మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్యసుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబా ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, ద డెపాసిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ అండ్ లెర్నింగ్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ to confer the 15th Sri Shanmukhananda National Eminence Award in Fine Arts and to confer the Sangeetha Shiromani Awards to three young and promising artists of our times. Time has indeed flown. It was as if the other day we had instituted these awards in celebration of our Golden Jubilee. On the 22nd of December 2002, in the first inaugural function of this award scheme that we had, we were blessed to confer this award on the late Sri Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. And I think it is the blessings of Semangudi that it has carried this awards function this far. It has gained in strength and stature. Mahavidwans and Mahavidushis of our times have decorated themselves with this award and added to the luster, the shine and the sheen of the award. The awards journey moves on. This year's awards function is indeed very unique. For the matter, every year's function is unique, but this year is an added uniqueness to it. For the first time, the number of awardees under this award scheme of the Sabha crossed the magical figure of 50. With this function today, 15 artists for lifetime contribution to music and 39 artists, young and promising as they are, conferred with the Sangeetha Shiromani, making a total of 54, would have been conferred the award under the Shanmukhananda's National Eminence Award Scheme. More than that, from this platform, from this Vyasapitha, time and again I have addressed, the major artists have addressed, and our desire has always been that the scheme and the structure of this award scheme is such that the young and the promising artists who are in the company of one, the Honorable Governor of the State, invariably present for these functions, and the major celebrated Mahavidwans or Vidushis of our time, in whose company and grave they receive the Sangeetha Shiromani Award, they will draw inspiration from the lives and times of those great maestros and work ceaselessly to reach levels no less than the levels that have been reached by those great masters. And one day, they will come back to this same platform and receive the National Eminence Award. And this was the prophecy not only expressed by us, but even Semangudi, when he, in his response to the award, said this: the clock has turned a full cycle. Today, Sanjay Subramanyam receives the National Eminence Award, the 15th award from this institution. And on the 22nd of December 2002, he received the inaugural award of the Sangeetha Shiromani in that august company of Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. And therefore, in that sense, this award has reached its fruition. The purpose of this award is being demonstrated more effectively today. Sanjay was born on the 21st of January 1968 in Chennai. When the boy showed promise for music, he was brought under V. Lakshminarayana for both Carnatic music and vocal. And when he sharpened his skills towards Carnatic vocal, he was seconded to his grand aunt, Rukmani Rajagopalan. And when he showed a promise under her, it was time for the family to shift him to a seasoned teacher, and then he came under Kolkata Krishnamurthy. It was under this guru, which was a turning point in the life of Sanjay Subramanyam, that he not only had those skills of innovation into the music that he gives, that came to him, but to blend fuselessly, seamlessly, modernity with tradition in the art that he is delivering, also came to him. And that was the greatness of the master, that he matured his disciple into an artist of this era. When Sanjay Subramanyam not only has believed that he has to learn from others to sharpen his skills, for him education never stops. Katradu kaimannalavu kalladadu ulagalavu. Whatever we have learnt is only the size of the fistful. There is so much to learn in life. Even at the peak of his career, he came under the Nadaswaram maestro Seminar Koil S.R.D. Vaidyanathan to further learn the nuances of music and enhance the quality of the music that he gives to the rasikas. And therefore, to him, the process of learning continues. this journey is ceaseless and endless for him, and he will continue to learn. This year, the awards function has added significance because for the time that we believed that the likes of Sanjay Subramani are being honored, there is a breed class of musicians in the revival of the Carnatic music and the Hindustani music in this country, that there are youngsters who give up their mainstream profession and then ceaselessly change into old-time devotion to the cause of music, both as a living and also for perpetuating the art form. Sanjay is a cost accountant and a chartered accountant. Despite the lust and the lure of a solid financial career that he will have, Sanjay gave up all that and plunged himself into music. And I'm sure everyone will endorse my fact that it was one of the wisest decisions Sanjay ever took. Whether he has taken for himself professionally well or not, the rasikas all over the world who listen to him will endorse my statement to say that Sanjay was good enough to come to us rather than to go to the field of finance, which has so many people already there. He was commissioned at a very young age by the Sahitya Natak Academy to be part of the committee which will draw up the cultural vision of this country for the next 20 years. And more particularly, the last plan period of 5 years. And he's also the youngest artist to receive our National Eminence Award. Sanjay not only deserves that, and I think in honoring him, we are honoring music, of course, but I think in the larger sense, we are honoring ourselves. When we conveyed to him the decision to confer the National Eminence Award on him, he came back immediately. I was wondering whether he was sitting on the screen waiting for some messages to come. The promptness with which he came back floundered me. And Sanjay recalled those wonderful days that he had with Yamagudi Srinivas Iyer, thanks to the Sabha, on that wonderful year of 2012 in the month of December. Sanjay was grateful that the Sabha conferred this award, and he considers it as a privilege and blessings to receive this award. And Sanjay said that the Shanmugananda Sabha has always been with him at various points of time in his musical career, and he considers this award to be one of the high points in his own career. And Sanjay has therefore wholeheartedly received this award. More importantly, the outstanding element of his music is Sanjay has a penchant for reviving old kritis and ragas. You had a first taste of the Narayana Gowda, which was sung by the boys over here. I think when people are sitting over here, Semangudi would have come before your face. And I wish how many of us could have liked to listen to Semangudi again. And that was revived only by Sanjay Subramanian. It became part of his repertoire when Kolkata Krishnamurti told him that Narayana Gowli is slowly becoming extinct and there are very few practitioners of this raga. And one of them was Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. He went to him and not only got the nuances of the raga and that Sriramam which the boys sung, that kriti also he learnt from Semangudi Srinivas Iyer. And if Musiri Subramanian 50 years were to say Kanakkannayiram in that wonderful Nilambari, and if it is today available to all of us, it is thanks to this gentleman who has made it as part of the repertoire of the TS to deliver to the rasikas the golden era of Carnatic music. If Dandapani Deshikar was alive, I think he would have been the most happiest man. That is, Sahana was so beautifully revived, Oho Kalame, by Sanjay Subramanian. Sanjay has the particular adeptness not only to revive these old ragas and kritis, but he infuses life into them and contemporizes them to the present day needs. Klesha falenahi punar nivartanti vidataha, says the scriptures. All these afflictions in the body, the pain of it will all evaporate the moment the fruits of your labor are visible. These 12 years from 2002, or the 25 years of this career of this young musician in the field of Carnatic music have started now showing results. Honors and accolades are coming left and right from all corners of the country and beyond, and they sit very lightly on the shoulders of this young artist. And he deserves every bit of that art. Indian classical music is divine. It is manifestation of divinity. the distinction that we can never make between Indian classical music and music the world over. Music world over is same as any music, but what marks it out differently from them is the divinity or the bhakti or the devotion that gets engrossed into Indian classical music. Except the Sufi music, which came from Central Asia as part of the bhakti cult in the 12th century, which was again loaded with bhakti, which came into this country and seamlessly fused itself into the Indian art form. Any music world over has not that component of devotion. The kalakar looks at his as an offering to the Lord at his lotus feet and is ever grateful to the master for having endowed him with this art, its knowledge and its application for him. And Indian music, like any other music world over, is the spring of eternal joy. It is the one that gives you the sense of well-being that comes when you want to relax, your time in the mind has to settle down for it. I have said this n number of times in this platform, even at the cost of repetition I can say, sound when stretched is music, body when stretched is dance, mind when stretched is meditation, life when stretched is celebration. So this celebration of life that we have starts with that sound which generates into music, from music it comes, therefore music is celebration. Today therefore we are just not celebrating music, not just celebrating the musicians of our times, we are celebrating life itself. We have three young artists who have assembled on the stage today. Young and promising as they are, who have shown great promise to one day graduate to levels like Sanjay has come today. Look at Dr. Karthik. I think he is synonymous with Ghatam at this relatively young age. What is it that he cannot do with that clay pot instrument? I think he can do everything with that instrument, which means nothing for us except a pot. But to him it means everything in life. He was one of the only artists in the Ghatam who was given the Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuva Kalakar Puraskar Award in Ghatam. Decorated him with this. His doctoral thesis was on musical instruments in Sanskrit literature. And I tell you, the way he had done it, today it has become a reference book for musicians all over the country. When you look at Sanjeev, I think he's adept at not just music but also IT. As a BE in IT and MS in information systems, I think he would have more knowledge about instruments and therefore he plays it with adept convenience. And whenever he plays the violin, they say the violin sings. And this young boy from Kolkata, Samrat Pandit, from the famous Gharana, that parentage of Jagdish Prasad, of the Patiala Gharana from where he comes. And I think we should take some time to listen to him when he is at ease, both in Tumri and Kail. Sometime down, we will listen to him. These artists, when they receive the award today in the august presence of the governor, I'm sure they will be inspired to go miles in the years ahead. We are beholden to our Honorable Governor Sri Vidyasagar Rao for his gracious presence today. Over the years, the National Eminence Award of the Sabha has one common factor. The governor of the state coming to preside over the function, just not to add to the fragrance of the function, but to the singular responsibility of motivating these young people to do well so that they can perpetuate the art form to eternity. That chain will go on. And that they have taken unto themselves as one of their responsibilities. And that tradition has been continued and maintained by our Honorable Governor. We are thankful to him for this. As the very name suggests, Vidya Sagaram is an ocean of knowledge. And I want to tell you, I have never told this. The governor of the state of Maharashtra is entirely different from the governors of all other states. This is the only state where the constitution under Article 371(2) empowers the governor to create development boards. And that's why Maharashtra has got development boards for Marathwada, for Vidarbha, and they made it for the rest of Maharashtra, backward region, but our politicians made it into Konkan Development Board. All the funds that are transferred to the Development Board are not with the legislators, are under the control, direction and application of the governor of the state. So if there is backwardness in the state which has to be corrected, a singular responsibility vests with the governor of the state to ensure that the funds are transferred to the poorest of poor and they are uplifted to levels no less than that of ordinary citizens of this country. A wave of fresh air seems to be blowing in the Raj Bhavan today. As soon as he assumed office, not like Arvind Kejriwal, the governor took the ordinary train and went to the tribal area of Jawhar in Maharashtra to get a first-hand information about what tribal life in Maharashtra is. Not that he had not seen it in Andhra Pradesh, he has seen enough of it, but to get that feel and the fervor of what it is in the state, immediately thereafter, it was one of the possibly the earliest functions that he had to go to Jawhar. And I'm sure during his tenure, he will give such a performance, using all the powers at his command and all the duties and the obligations that the state and the constitution had to put him onto, that he'll leave a mark that we Maharashtrians will remember for years and years to come. As I come to the end of my address, it's my time to beseech the goddess, may the Jagannmata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on our governor and Sanjay Subramanian and these three young artists. May she enable them to achieve the purpose of their life. May she also be kind enough, merciful enough to shed her grace on all of us so that we too can draw a leaf from the lives of nobility and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.